Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. And I'm saying that because we're coming to you all over the planet Earth. We are actually, this is awesome news. We're on a whole bunch of new platforms, which is great. So of course, we're coming to you live streaming on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific time. That's 1 p.m. Eastern time. Then we're also on Brighteon.tv, and that is Sundays. We're on the Sunday Faith lineup, which is at 6:30 a.m. Pacific time. 9:30 a.m. Eastern time. Jesus Rocks, right? You can always go to JesusRocksLive.com. It's right there in the cryon, so you can catch all the episodes. They only do a half an hour. And we are on Frank's Speech, so you can always catch the episodes there because I load them up pretty much the same day that we record them. And then we are on Conservative Television of America. We are on TECN.TV on Wednesdays. We're streaming there live at 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern time. So they're awesome enough to pick us up when we live stream. And then also we just got picked up on Right America Media. So those are going to be on demand. And I will get you those that schedule once we know it. But we're on that platform. And I'm going to be getting us on every single platform that exists on the planet Earth. Okay. And I say that this is my mission. This is my mission to get Jesus Rocks live on. And we're working on getting it on Lindell TV. So that's just between you and me and Lucy, right? Shh. So I'm working on it. So you have no excuses to why you cannot watch this show, this amazing life transformational show, connecting current events with the truth of God. Sorry about that. It's been one heck of a day today, everybody. So we're doing things a little bit differently, today. And I'm watching the clock because, you know, only have 5 minutes, but I was given specific instruction by the host of the show, Lucy DeGrazia, that I need to do this because I need to be more into the Bible. And I said, I will read the Bible all day long if you promise to come and do more shows with me. And there was crickets as usual. Okay, so I'm trying, people. I'm trying to get her to do more than once a week. So this the first time it took a year. This time I'm pressing pretty hard. So I'm trying to get you as much Lucy DeGrazia and Jesus Rocks as I can. So I'm doing everything I can because I don't want you to say, I didn't know where to go. I didn't know what to do. And don't forget, you can always watch my show. There's the sprinkling of Jesus Rocks in there. So don't worry about that. You'll get your Jesus Rocks in my show. And that's Everything Homeward on Fridays at on Brighteon.tv at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time. And on all those same other networks. But we're also going to be live streaming on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern time. And all this information, I know it sounds like a lot, but it's really not. And all the schedules and all the live streaming links and all the places we're going to be at, you can always go to our Take Action menu, everythinghomeaboutus.com. All right, 3:35. So, because I am old, I have to put on two sets of glasses in order to read this. So I am now going to be reading. I'm setting the show up. Oh, the show. I'm sorry. It's episode 398. What's the frequency? Kenneth, the war for your mind. TI, which is targeted individuals, 5G and fun. That's the world we live in. All right. So I have two sets of glasses on because I am old. I'm going to read from Revelation 22:12 through, I'm not sure where it ends. So you just pay attention. So look, I am coming soon, bringing my reward with me to repay all people according to their deeds. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes. They will be permitted to enter through the gates of the city and eat the fruit from the tree of life. Outside the city are the dogs, the sorcerers, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idol worshipers, and all who love to live a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this message for the churches. I am both the source of David, and to the heir to his throne, I am the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Let anyone who hears this say, come. Let anyone who is thirsty come. Let anyone who desires drink freely from the water of life. And I solemnly declare to everyone who hears the word of prophecy written in this book, if anyone adds anything to what is written here, God will add to that person the plagues described in this book. And if anyone removes any of the words from this book of prophecy, God will remove that person's share in the tree of life and in the holy city that are described in this book. He who is the faithful witness to all these things say, yes, I am coming soon. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. May the grace of the Lord Jesus be with God, holy people. All right, everybody, it is time for Lucy DeGrazia and Jesus Rocks. Put on your common sense cap, grab your belt of truth, your Bible, pen and paper, and be prepared for one heck of an episode.
Hi, everybody. Stand if you're able. If you're not, pray through. Let's worship our great, great God.
All of creation, all of the earth, make straight a highway, a path for the Lord. Jesus is coming soon. Call back the sinner, wake up the saint, let every nation shout of your fame. Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Justice, all will be new, your name forever, faithful and true. Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. So God, we wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming soon. God, we wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming soon. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing. Church ready for you, every heart longing for our King. We sing, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come.
Father, we thank you for this day. Father, we thank you for everything that you give us, Father. We love you, God. We thank you for teaching us, for opening our eyes, for being here with us, God. You never abandon us. You never forsake us. You never break your promises, God. We don't deserve it, but we love you, God. You give us your mercy and your grace, and we don't deserve it. And it's in Jesus' name that I ask that you speak mightily through me, Father God, and that you open eyes and ears today and teach us well. And it's in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Okay, so a lot to cover today. What's the frequency, Kenneth? So we're going to be talking about frequency and 5G and all that fun stuff. And hopefully I'll be able to connect some dots for us here. So first of all, I want to thank you guys for the prayers. I was a little under the weather last week, but your prayers were felt and heard, and I really, really appreciate them. And I am back almost 100%. I have a little bit of stuffiness and, you know, cold symptoms, but other than that, I'm back on the mend. So thank you so much for that. So before we get started, I just want to say a little PSA here. I don't know if you saw the debate the other night between Dr. Oz and Fetterman. And Wow. If that wasn't painful for you guys to watch, then maybe you're not as connected to the Lord as you want to say you are, because it was really tough to watch. I actually had to turn it off, and it made me really, really, really angry. Okay. Because the Democrats have no mercy. And where is this man's family? This man had a stroke. This man can't put a sentence together. It's really clear he's struggling. He's struggling cognitively. And it was like watching a freak show in a circus, which, you know, as you know, if the freak show in the circus is never about entertainment, right? And so it really made me sick. And it really opened my eyes to the sickness that has become the Democrat Party. They're campaigning on killing babies, and they're forcing clearly mentally handicapped stroke victims to get up and debate and be on stage and run for office. This man should be home with his family recovering. So shame on the Democrats for doing this, and shame on any Republican who is laughing or ridiculing or teasing, because this is serious. This isn't a joke, and it really upset me. And if you're not upset about it, then you need to be, because we're all image bearers of the one true God. And this is a spiritual battle. So attacking a man who has had a stroke and can't even put his thoughts together. I mean, come on, guys. It's like a rooster it's like being in a rooster fight with a baby chick. Okay. It's just not good. And shame on the Democrats for doing it. Okay. So enough of that. Let's get into the meat. I'm sorry. I just had to do that. It's been on my heart since I saw it. And, yeah. All right. So let's start with radio. Okay. So radio, the invention of radio, radio broadcasting, it gave us our first frequencies. And it wasn't very long before we learned that we could create social programs through radio. FDR learned really fast that he could reach the masses and control the thinking of masses through the radio. And he used it a lot. He pushed the New Deal. who would have agreed to the New Deal, right? Radio in the 1930s was used to penetrate all social, political, and economic barriers and shape what they called back then, what FDR called during his time, social solidarity. Social solidarity became what we know as social engineering, which became state-designed mind control. And that's where we are. We're really mind control. And if you think you're not under mind control, then your mind control is really strong. I'm just sorry to say, because we're all under it. We just have to fight it all the time. And I'm going to show us how to do that. But so they use, you know, in their disguise as entertainment, they use the radio to entertain us. And I'm doing a real cliff notes because I'm not really, this isn't a show about radio, but we went from radio, then we went to TV, then we went to computer, and now we're at smart, right? Everything's smart. And so they, through all this, they've shaped us, they've directed us, and it's all based on frequency. Isn't that interesting? But it's a lot of other stuff too. I mean, there's mind control involved. For example, like the TV, if you dress them up, you put them in suits and tie, they could be a total moron as long as they can read. You put them in a suit and tie, you teach them how to read a script, and then you put them up as being newscasters and they're telling the truth, and people just believe it because they look good. They look trustworthy. And we kind of believe it. We've voted on that. Like, we vote on who looks young and hip, right? I mean, it's kind of weird. We do this weird stuff. So now we're all the way at the smart devices, and they've really got us under control, because you could turn off the radio and go to work all day, so the mind control would go away. TV, same thing. You watch TV, you watch your programs, but then you turn off the TV and the next day you're kind of back to doing your stuff. So they had to get us. And then, you know, the computer, yeah, we're sitting in front of it more, but you still can shut it off and walk away. So now we've got the ability to be connected 24/7. We never put these out of our hands, right? We're always with these. God forbid we don't have our phones on us. We go into panic mode. So we're completely mind controlled, and we're completely controlled through it. So we talked about Michael Aquino several episodes ago and how he wrote all the war manuals. He was a church of Set, right? And really takes his Satanism seriously. And he's very high up in the military, was, and during Vietnam and stuff. And he wrote the Department of Defense war manual that was all based on mind control using ionizing and non-ionizing radiation to soft kill, slow kill, and indiscriminate kill, leaving no trace. You could have heart attacks, school shooters are under this, assassins, etc. So there's it's just a crazy lunatic kid who spent too much time in his parents' basement playing video games and he went out and shot up a school. No, it doesn't really work that way. There's a lot more to it. But the CIA with the Department of Defense have over time since World War II really perfected a lot of these mind control techniques and projects that they've been doing on us. So if you were to go on a Wikipedia or Google MK Naomi, for example, MK Naomi was apparently Nixon put an end to it in 1970. You know, they say these things end, like George H.W. told us that he ended Project MK Ultra. It never ends. Okay. They still do it. They just tell us, come on. Nixon supposedly ended it, but MK Naomi was a human experiment. It was biological chemical warfare. The purpose of MK Naomi was to produce synthetic biological agents that could control the world population. So interestingly, they use all these projects to control us. Population control, to kill us, to control us, to harm us, to maim us, to make us dependent. So some of these are Project MK Ultra, Project Artichoke. Look them up because, like I said, do your homework, do your research. I'm just going to give you stuff and your homework is to look stuff up. Project MK Ultra, Project Artichoke, Project Chatter, Project MK Naomi, Project MK Delta, the CIA Cryptonym, and then look up a couple scientists for the CIA, Kurt Blome, B-L-O-M-E, and Eric Traub. So Eric Traub was a German veterinarian, scientist, virologist. He worked for the Nazis as chief of the lab of bioweapon facilities on Rhine Island during World War II with Heinrich Himmler. And he also was a graduate of none other than the Rockefeller Institute for Medical Research. He's one of the CIA scientists, okay, who works on all of the, or worked on all of these projects. Of course, most of the records are sealed, so you can find out information, but you can't really find out all the experimentation and stuff that was done. All right. So what does that have to do with anything, right? I'm getting there. I will connect dots. Just hang with me. All right. So let's talk about some 5G stuff. If you notice during COVID, they started putting up 5G towers all over the place while we were locked down. While we were sitting at home, afraid to die, they were out there putting up 5G towers. And so I was driving around during the lockdowns because I wanted to see what people were doing and what was going on. And I noticed around the schools, they went up around the schools first. They went up around the schools. They went up around the nursing homes. They went up around the daycare centers all first. Those are the first things. So what is 5G? So 5G, it's a combination of, they say, xenobiotic pulsing. I'm not a scientist and I don't play one on TV. But what it is, it's millimeter waves combined with microwaves. So like right now we have like our 4G technology, all that. That's all microwave technology. So 5G does not replace 4G. Like they want you to believe when you see the phone commercials to get faster internet and stuff. 5G adds to 4G. So 5G apparently is millimeter waves. It adds to the microwaves. It's never been tested on humans, and most of the animal tests have been outrageous. They cause like tumor growth, cancers, all kinds of weird stuff happens, right? Over 10,000 peer-reviewed studies show that exposure to 5G microwave radiation can cause DNA damage, rapid tumor growth, cell damage, organ damage, heart damage. Okay, if you go back into Michael Aquino and look at Project Phoenix, they were using the microwaves, right? The ionizing and non-ionizing low frequency energy EMF weapons, right? And it's a military weapon. 5G is a military weapon. It has nothing to do with making your cell phone faster or your home smart. It will connect things, the Internet of Things, and it will connect people, the Internet of People. Because the ultimate end game goal, remember, is transhumanism. They need to change our DNA. Okay, so I'm going to get off on a little bit of a tangent here. Why do they want to change our DNA? Two reasons. One, they hate God and God created us. But two, it's a little bit more sinister than that in this world, because things that are born in nature cannot be patented and cannot be owned. Okay. Anything born in nature cannot be patented and cannot be owned. So the only way they can own something that is in nature is to change it so they can patent it, so they can own it. So think about Monsanto and what they did with our seeds and our plants. Okay, so they took a tomato. They can't patent a tomato, so they can't own the recipe for a tomato because it's natural. So they take the tomato and they genetically modify it. Now it's not really a tomato anymore. It's still called a tomato. It looks like a tomato, but it doesn't need soil. It doesn't need, right? It can grow in a lab. It can grow in a test tube. And so they can own it. They can patent it. So the same thing with us. Right now, like, we have social security numbers and birth certificates that kind of patents us in a weird way. But they don't own us. For them to own us, they have to change our DNA. Once they change our DNA, then they can patent us. Think about this. And then they can own us. They can do whatever you want. When they own you, you have no rights among yourself. So that's part of it. So they want to put chips, like smart everything, right? And a lot of guys think it's really fun and really cool. Oh, yeah, I want my refrigerator to tell me when I'm low on milk. And I want to be able to come home and just say lights on and TV on and all that, right? Yeah, that's real fun. But think about it, if they can turn it all on, they can turn it all off too. But bigger picture, you're swimming in these microwave and millimeter wave radiation because they have to be very close together. They don't travel that far. So they have to be very close together and we're literally swimming in it. Smart diapers. They're smart diapers. They put a little chip in the diaper to tell the parents when the baby's wet. Oh my gosh, that's so cool. My little baby doesn't have to sit in a wet diaper. Doesn't have to sit in a poopy diaper. The chip will tell me. Well, guess what that chip is also doing? It's radiating your child. It's sending microwave radiation right through your child. So it's probably sterilizing them and causing tumors and all kinds of stuff to happen, right? Mattresses, pillows, right? Everything. We're swimming in radiation. 5G is not to make our lives easier. It's to change our DNA, to change our genetics, to control us. It gives us 24-hour surveillance, data mining without consent. And the reason why they put it around the schools first is because children's skulls are a little bit softer. They don't really aren't really fully formed. So the 5G energy can get in there a lot quicker, go to the brain. It can affect us. So I'm going to read a couple of quick studies here. This is from an article written by Joel Moskowitz, PhD. He's the director of the Center for Family and Community Health and the School of Public Health at the University of California, Berkeley, of all things. So he's not really a conservative, but listen to what he has to say. Quote, numerous recent scientific publications have shown that EMF affects living organisms at levels well below most international and national guidelines. Effects include increased cancer risk, cellular stress, increased in harmful free radicals, genetic damages, structure, functional changes of the reproductive system, learning, memory deficits, neurological disorders, negative impacts on general well-being in humans. Damage goes well beyond the human race, as there is growing evidence of harmful effects to both plant and animal life. So I need you to do your own experiments, because I've been doing this and it's actually true. When you're driving, when you're out and about, when you see a 5G tower, look at the trees around the tower. You will notice they're bending away from the towers, and the branches that are closest to the towers are dead. A lot of the trees. Start observing when you're out. You'll see it. Okay? It's affecting all of us. 5G is a military-grade weapon. Okay? So again, what does all this have to do with the Bible and God, Lucy? Okay, well, let's get on to it. Let's talk about water. So Nikola Tesla, if you know about Nikola Tesla, he says, here's his quote. He says, the secret to the universe is in energy, frequency, and vibration. Okay, so sadly, we're going to have to break with Brighteon. So Brighteon, please go over to JesusRocksLive.com and catch the second half. You guys always miss the second half when we really get into the meat. We've just had the appetizer. Now we're getting into the main course. So bye, Brighteon. We love you. See you next week. Okay, so the secret to the universe is in energy, frequency, and vibration. Okay. The human body is made up of 72% water, and frequency changes water. So, Michelle, can we play this short little clip and we can show how frequency can change water? So let's take a quick peek at this little experiment here that this man did in his backyard. Okay, so I think you get the idea, okay? So if the human body is 72% water, our brains are 75% water, our blood, 83% water, our hearts, 79% water, our bones, 22%, our muscles, 75% water, our liver, 86% water, our kidneys, 83% water. So if our bodies are mostly comprised of water and frequency can do that to water, what can it do to us? Okay. So not just about what it can do to our bodies. They can get in here. Okay. I want to talk about TIs, and I'm going to tell you a little bit of a personal story here. I met a man a couple of years ago while I was, it was during COVID, believe it or not. During COVID, Planned Parenthood became an essential service. Remember they had like essential and non-essential businesses? Well, our governor and a lot of governors decided Planned Parenthoods were essential. And so believe it or not, they did more, I've seen more abortions during that COVID than I saw any other time. It was like an assembly line going in and out. So one day I'm down there and this man comes off the bus. There's a bus stop on the corner, this man right there. And he comes walking up to me and we start to talk and he says, do you know what a TI is? And I said, no, I have no idea. And he said, well, I am a TI. And he said, I know you're going to think I'm crazy, but I'd like to talk to you. And I said, sir, I don't think you're crazy. Talk to me. And so he gave me all of this information. He had stuff in his backpack. And he told me how he had once, I guess, worked in a government job or something. And he is now a targeted individual. He can't sleep. He can't live in his apartment. He rides the bus most of the day just to stay in motion so that he won't be targeted. He said they'll zap him in the leg and take his legs out from under him. He's walking on the sidewalk. They do lots of really, really crazy things to targeted individuals. So he gave me a bunch of information and not yet. And I want to read a couple of stories. So Esteban Santiago Ruiz, he was the Fort Lauderdale airport shooter from a few years back. And this is from the Tampa Bay.com. This is from an article in the Tampa Bay.com news. He was 26 years old. Santiago flew from his home in Alaska to target passengers at the Fort Lauderdale Airport. Authorities said Santiago stepped off a flight and went to the baggage claim area where he pulled a 9mm handgun from one of his checked bags and began shooting. He reloaded, fired until he was out of bullets, and calmly surrendered without saying a word, leaving a trail of questions about his motive for killing five people and injuring six others. He told FBI agents after the violent rampage that he had been, quote, under government mind control and, quote, hearing voices, unquote, authorities said Tuesday at a federal court hearing. FBI agents have discovered that Santiago, a former Army reservist who did a tour of duty in the Iraq War, had a recent history of domestic violence and mental health issues. He approached the FBI in Anchorage 2 months ago to tell them he was hearing voices urging him to join the Islamic State terrorist group. He also told agents he was under the mind control and claiming the CIA was forcing him to join ISIS. After he was evaluated for 4 days, Santiago was released without any medication or follow-up plan. The FBI referred Santiago to the Anchorage police, which recommended a psychiatric evaluation by state mental health experts. Quote, he was deemed to be stable, unquote, for Lazo, the FBI agent in South Florida, said on Tuesday. Stephen Sanford, British man who tried to kill Donald Trump, said, quote, voices told me to do it. They had been coming on for a while and getting stronger and more frequent. At one point, they were screaming at me, unquote, he told the Sun. It was the voices in my head which were telling me to kill him. Sanford's father, Paul Davy of Havant, England, told the British newspaper Portsmouth News his son was polite and peaceful and must have been under the influence of someone else, must have put the vulnerable boy up to it. Whether he's been blackmailed or put up to it, we think somebody has got hold of him and done something. The microwave war, look that up. Documentcloud.org, declassified National Security Agency document from 2014, confirms that there is intelligence information from 2012, a high-powered, quote, microwave system weapon that may have the ability to weaken, intimidate, or kill an enemy over time without leaving any evidence. Okay? Here's another article in the Electronic Reading Room. Microwave weapons are prime suspect of ills of U.S. embassy workers in China and Cuba, 2016. New York Times, Moscow signal was a microwave transmission or electromagnetic radiation varying between 2.5 and 4 gigahertz directed at the Embassy of the United States, Moscow, from 1953 to 1976, a Soviet effort at behavior modification through irradiation with low intensity or non-thermal microwaves of U.S. diplomats. Okay, it's all about mind control. They can disable a human. They can be lethal. They can attack animals, birds. Attacks from high-energy microwave weapons can leave blisters, cause internal bruising, bleeding, stimulate cancer, cause cataracts, encourage tumors to grow, generate boils, leave red patches on your skin. Okay, directed harmful high-energy weapons will have an effective range from the point of contact to several hundred yards. Okay, targeted individual program is real. Covert harassment conference in 2015. Whistleblowers, activists, and political opponents are targeted, but also thousands of innocent civilians. To raise awareness and inspire reflection among the public on these human rights violations committed non-consensually and covertly on innocent civilians. People who testified, whistleblowers, Ted Gunderson. He was an FBI agent. Dr. Robert Duncan, PhD and former CIA engineer. He was a whistleblower for this. Karen Stewart, NSA whistleblower. Dr. Barry Trower, PhD, government scientist. Dr. John Hall, medical doctor and author. There's many, many, many more. There are sworn affidavits from all of these people and more saying that this targeted individual program is real. It's a systematic attack on civilian population. Okay? This man, it's real. So yeah, can you show that? So there are people protesting this. They want us to believe that these people are crazy, guys. They want us to believe that these people are making stuff up. All right? Now I'm going to play this short clip of our homeless population. Listen to what is going on with the homeless. If you're not paying attention to what's going on with the homeless, with all of these illegals coming through, they really targeted our homeless. They're killing them. They're drugging them. They're mass raping them. Okay. And they're using them and abusing them. They're trying to use them to target them, to get them to do things. They can get them to do things to other people. Okay. So yeah, let's watch this clip.
Broad daylight, I saw someone get raped.
I was raped, bullied, picked on, stripped naked, robbed.
Somebody get stabbed.
You mean like someone robbed me with a machete today of all my stuff?
Hit in the head with crowbars and bats.
I saw a dude get shot in the back of the head.
Somebody getting shot.
Did they live?
No.
You will end up getting hurt out here.
The other homeless people are like your worst enemy.
These people do not play out here.
Besides, I have weapons. I have my protections.
Okay. What kind of weapons?
Bats, hatchets, knives, mace, tasers.
And what's your drug of choice, brother?
Heroin.
Crystal meth.
Meth and heroin?
Crystal meth.
Meth?
Yeah.
I don't know anybody that doesn't smoke.
You don't know anybody that doesn't smoke meth?
No.
We saw a woman who was pregnant just now.
Yeah.
What is she smoking?
Fentanyl.
She's smoking fentanyl?
Yeah.
And she's 8 months pregnant?
Yeah.
So are you seeing more people showing up in psychotic states naked now than, say,
yes.
2-3 years ago?
Yes, I think so.
I don't know what they're putting in this stuff. I don't know if it was aliens. I'm not trying to sound crazy.
No, that's fine.
Must be causing all these, like, psychological breakdowns. And I think that they had put, like, a transmitter or something.
Uh-huh.
Because I was able to hear and communicate, and it looked like I was talking to myself.
My job was to intake homeless individuals on the street.
I don't have to be on the streets.
Choose to be.
A lot of people are out here because they want to be out here.
Everyone's usually has a serious drug problem.
They kind of quit society.
This right now is literally by choice.
Did you get the sense of how they cared whether they were on drugs or
not? No, definitely, and I'm not trying to be like crazy with it, but definitely not.
I mean, if we're gonna be realistic, they pay you to be homeless here.
They make it so easy and normalize it.
Drug dealers are just being let go over and over and over.
It's like the cops are. It's like they're your neighbor, you know?
They enable them because they allow the open-air drug market.
Open street dealing like that? With the cops just across the street, like, watching them?
I think they've given up on the people that are out there on the street.
I've never seen anything like it. I've been in the game for fucking 30 years, dude. Never seen anything like it.
Okay, so they're drugging up all these guys, all these homeless people. They're drugging them up like crazy, but they're also, did you hear these people saying, I don't know, I think they put a chip or they did something, right? Because they're hearing voices. So they're going to use the drugs as the excuse. Well, they're just crazy people. They're just crazy people. Just a crazy kid went up and shot up a school. No, they're all directed. They're directed to do it. And if you notice, we're having more shootings. We're having more stuff going on because they're directed to do it. Okay, whether I don't know if there's chips or whatever's in this vaccine, they're getting into us in any way, shape, or form. They just need nanoparticles to break the blood-brain barrier, get up into your brain, and then they can direct anything. Okay, so the voices are real. The targeted individuals are real. The frequencies can disrupt us. They can kill us. So what can we do? What do we do about it? Open up your Bibles. Okay, let's talk about God's voice. What did Tesla say about frequency? I got to go back and read that again. Nikola Tesla said, I got notes all over the place here. But everything is so here. The secret to the universe is in energy, frequency, and vibration. Genesis chapter 1, God said, let there be light. God said, God spoke, and the frequency of his voice created. Okay? Daniel chapter 10, verse 6, his body looked like a precious gem, his face flashed like lightning, and his eyes flamed like torches. His arms and feet shone like polished bronze, and his voice roared like a vast multitude of people. Ezekiel 43, 2, the sound of his coming was like the roar of rushing waters. God's voice. Psalm 107, verse 25. And just write these down, look them up later. He spoke, and the winds rose, stirring up the waves. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 5. They deliberately forget that God made the heavens by the word of his command. Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 19 and 20, for they heard an awesome trumpet blast and a voice so terrible that they begged God to stop speaking. They staggered back under God's commands. When God spoke to Moses, he had to speak through that burning bush because his voice is too powerful. Okay? Some scholars say that was actually Jesus speaking, God using Jesus, the human voice, to speak so that Moses wouldn't just vaporize, I guess, from the sound of his voice. His voice is based in frequency. Psalms 36, verse 6, the Lord merely spoke and the heavens were created. Psalm 33, verse 9, for when he spoke, the world began. It appeared at his command. You see why they want to change our frequencies? Because if we believe in the one true God and Jesus is our Savior, God aligns our frequencies with his. Psalm 46, 6, the nations are in chaos and their kingdoms crumble. God's voice thunders and the earth melts. It's God's voice. Joel 3:16, the Lord's voice will roar from Zion and thunder from Jerusalem. Amos 2:2, the people will fall in the noise of battle as the warriors shout and the ram's horn blows. Remember, they blew the whole Jericho wall down with their voices and their horns. Because their frequencies were aligned with God and he was with them, you see? Psalm 29, we're going to read from verses 3 to verse 9. The voice of the Lord echoes above the sea. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty sea. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord splits the mighty cedars. The Lord shatters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon's mountains skip like a calf. He makes Mount Hermon leap like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord strikes with bolts of lightning. The voice of the Lord makes the barren wilderness quake. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord twists mighty oaks and strips the forests bare. When the apostles were in the boat and Jesus was sleeping and the storm came and the waves were tossing the boat and they said, Jesus, what's going on? Jesus woke up, and what did he say? Be still. He used his voice. You see, when we are aligned with Jesus, that's why God sent him. God loves us. He's going to protect us. We just have to trust and believe and be obedient. And God will do the rest. We don't have to worry about it. Yeah, we do want to not have a smart house. You want to stay away from the 5G. Don't be connecting your house. Don't be doing all the smart stuff. If you can get rid of your phone, get rid of your phone, because they're going to use them all. But you know what? We've got the power of Jesus. We've got the power of God. And we need to know that power. We need to be confident in that power. And we're only going to be confident in that power when we're surrendered, when we're repentant, and when Jesus is the king of our soul. So let's go to John chapter 8. John chapter 8, verses 43 and 44. Why can't you understand what I am saying? It is because you can't even hear me. For you are children of your father, the devil, and you love to do the evil things he does. You see, when we're disconnected from God, we can't even hear him. Don't be disconnected to God, from God. He's the source of all life, right? When we're disconnected from him, we can't hear him. How do we get disconnected from him? We sin and we don't repent and ask forgiveness for our sins. We think our sins are okay because we're good people. Or we jump onto this new age stuff and we don't resist it. Or we say, oh no, it's just a symbol. It doesn't really mean anything. Yeah, it does. Start taking it seriously, because guess what? You might not take it seriously, but I know who does, the demons. And you know who really takes it seriously? God. So let's start taking it seriously too. John chapter 10, verse 3. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep recognize his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. After he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they know his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't know his voice. John 10, verse 14, I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and they know me. Just as my Father knows me, and I know the Father, so I sacrifice my life for the sheep. I have other sheep too that are not in the sheepfold, and I must bring them also. They will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock with one shepherd. You see, Jesus uses his voice. He used his voice to cast out demons. He uses his voice. God uses his voice. It's his frequencies. Our frequencies are matched. Our voices are unique, you know? All of our voices are very unique. They're unique to God because he created us. He created our DNA unique. It's not like anybody else's, right? That's why they want to make us, they want to change our DNA. They want to make us not human. So they can own us, so they can take us away from God, so they can remove all ability for us to look for our Creator and search for our Creator. Don't let them do it. God spoke. God is the source. I am. He spoke. Words, speech, sound, vibration. It's all frequency. It's all frequency. Okay? So make Jesus the king of your soul. Align your frequencies. So I want to share something before we close out that's a little bit different. I wanted to do it in last week's show and I ran out of time, so I'm going to do it this week. So I want to strengthen you guys. If you don't know about Fox's Book of Martyrs or Jesus Freaks, if you didn't know about the Jesus Freaks in the 60s, it were those hippies who were like in love with Jesus. And everybody ridiculed them, you know, like the whole God spell thing and everything. They were called the Jesus Freaks. So before we end out, I just want to read a story from the Jesus Freaks that really was interesting, and I'm going to read the commentary after it. This one is called So the Jesus Freaks and the Fox's Book of Martyrs. If you don't know, they're books about people who literally were persecuted and gave their lives for Jesus. It's really incredible. It'll strengthen your faith because there's a lot of people who went before us. We need to have the same courage. So this one's called Take the Oath. It's Valia Vashchenko. It was the 1960s USSR. She was 12 years old. Every eye in the room was upon Valia as the director of the school called her name again. Valia Vashchenko, the director said firmly, take the oath. Valia's mouth stayed shut tight. Valia, say the oath, he commanded. Valia, very well, I will read it in your name. Weeks earlier, the director of the school had decided that it was time that Valia, a 12-year-old Christian girl in Russia, should become a member of the communist children's group known as the Pioneers. Valia refused, but refusal was not hers to make. By law, the director took the place of her parents. When membership day came, the girls stood up in a group before a table on which were laid the three-pointed red pioneer scarves. One by one, the other girls had stepped forward to take the oath and put on a scarf, all but Valia. As the director prepared to read the oath for Valia, he pointed to two other girls. You will place the scarf on Valia's neck as I read. He began. I, a young pioneer of the USSR, before my comrades, patriots deciding the question of my admission into the organization, promise that I shall stand firmly for the cause of Lenin and for the victory of communism. I promise, but his next words were drowned out as Valia burst out into prayer to God and began to sing a hymn. We will stand firm for the gospel faith, for Christ, following his example, forward all, forward after him. She was 12 years old. Again and again in Russian schools, Christian children would stand up in class to pray out loud and to witness. These children were beaten and forced to leave their families, but others followed their example. In 1963, prayer was banned in American public schools. What would have happened if American parents had taught their children not to submit to this decision? They would not have been beaten, and their parents would not have ended up in jail, as in Russia. Here in the United States, we had, and I say had because they're stripping it from us, the First Amendment of our Constitution, which guarantees us freedom of speech. What have we done with that freedom? Must we wait until it is taken away, as it was in communist Russia or other dictatorial societies, before we grow bold enough to stand up and proclaim Jesus before others? And they end it, WWJFD. What would a Jesus freak do? We had the First Amendment. We had all the protection of our Constitution to stand up and say, no, our kids are still going to pray in school. And we let that ball drop. Our parents did. Are we now going to let the ball drop? Or are we going to stand up? Are we going to teach our children well and teach them right and teach them about Jesus and teach them to stand for Jesus and teach them to pray? This is how we take the country back. This is how we get blessings from God. It's all about the children. I've been saying it for months and months and months and months. And it's always, always been about the children. And they're going to do anything they can to get to those little brains and make those little brains malleable to teach them all things anti-Christ, anti-good, anti-God, anti-America, anti-constitution and anti their own selves. Look at what they're teaching our children, that they can mutilate. Let's stand against this self, this mutilation of our children. Let's stand against this indoctrination of our children. Let's stand up for Jesus. Let's all be Jesus freaks. Let's be proud Jesus freaks. Let's do this. How do we beat it? God beats it. How do we fight our battles? In prayer. We stay obedient. We stay in prayer. We do our job, which is to tell others about Jesus. Go help the homeless. If you live in Arizona, if you're in Maricopa County, go down to Tempe. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people living under the Tempe River Bridge. Okay? Help them. Bring sandwiches. Bring food. Don't be afraid. Go down there. Tell them about Jesus. Tell them, y'all, we know those voices in your head are real. We know what's going on. Fight it. Encourage people. Be with people. That's how we win. This is how we win. The truth of Jesus. Align with Jesus. He knows his sheep. He knows us by name. God has every hair on our heads counted before he even put us in our mother's wombs. That's a God who loves us. That's a God who wants to be with us. We're the ones who prevent it, not God. We're the ones because we think we got it all right. And we think about it all good and we don't need him. Be a Jesus freak. It's time. Be like that little 12-year-old in 1960s Russia who took her beatings proudly and sung strong in the face of her teacher. No fear, guys. No fear. Fear comes from the devil, not from God. God did not put a spirit of fear. You're going to fear God. That's a healthy fear. Because when you fear God, you get wisdom and knowledge. That's the kind of fear. You fear the Lord who can throw your body and soul into hell. The demons can't. They can take your body. Yeah, they might be able to kill us with an EMF. But they can't take our souls because we're aligned with the frequencies of Jesus Christ. And he covers us in his blood, in his sacrificial blood, because he loves us, because our Father loves us. Don't forget that. Never forget that. He loves us. He wants to help us. He's here for us. Don't stand in the way of it. Repent, pray, ask Jesus to be the king of your soul and lead your life and guide you. And then get out there. Get out there. Because that's how we win. So I love you guys. Have a great week. We'll see you next week. Let's sing it out. I can see clearly now. The rain has gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. Gonna be a bright, sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright, sunshiny day. I love you guys. Remember, those voices in your head are real, so shut them out. Shut them out. They're not, you're not making it up. You're not crazy. But God is bigger than those demons. God wins. I love you. See you next week. Keep the faith, study hard, and get out there.